Thanks, Brad. Good morning. It was a deadly weekend on roadways in southern Humboldt and northern Mendocino County. Friday morning, 25-year-old Laytonville resident Anita Jackson was headed southbound when she lost control of her pickup truck, hitting an embankment. The collision caused fatal injuries for Jackson, sending her 2-year-old daughter to UC Davis Medical Center with life-threatening injuries. The cause is still under investigation. Saturday night, a 47-year-old Redway resident was driving his motorcycle at a high rate of speed while approaching Redway Drive and lost control, colliding with the front of a residence. The driver sustained fatal injuries and was pronounced dead at the scene. Impairment is suspected of having played a role in the collision. The name of the driver has not been released, pending notification of next of kin. Eureka police are searching for the suspect who robbed the N&S liquor store on 5th Street Sunday night. The clerk reported the suspect entered the store, pointed a firearm, and demanded money. The clerk complied, and the suspect fled the scene. The suspect is described as a Hispanic male in his 20s, about 5'8", with a thin build, who was wearing a bright blue hoodie, long gray shorts, white tennis shoes, and had a blue bandana covering his face. Anyone with information about the incident is asked to contact the Eureka Police Department. The ongoing protests in front of the county courthouse in Eureka have led to the enactment of an emergency ordinance, arrests, and now a lawsuit. Janelle Egger, who was arrested protesting the implementation of the emergency ordinance, has filed a lawsuit in the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals claiming the ordinance violates the Constitution. Sheriff Mike Downey, along with other county and city of Eureka officials, continue to deal with conflicting issues and the ongoing protest.
There's some misunderstanding, I think, in the general public. And the misunderstanding is around the actions being taken by the county. In defense of the county, they did enact an emergency ordinance, and it was based upon the issues that had arisen from the Occupy group. And that ordinance only covers the grounds of the courthouse.
Questions of responsibility and jurisdiction for various agencies, they still remain, as does the question of the First Amendment and the right of citizens to gather in protest of government actions.
The sidewalk clearly comes under the jurisdiction of either Caltrans or the city. Both organizations, entities are frustrated, just as we're frustrated with where to go with this. Again, there is a First Amendment issue that keeps raising its head in all this.
The Board of Supervisors enacted the emergency ordinance in March. It was immediately challenged by protesters who continue their controversial vigil in front of the courthouse. More KINS News after this.
There's lots of Kings and lots of Ronalds, but there's only one Mike's Drive-Up in Eureka. At the corner of 7th and Broadway, Mike's Drive-Up serves double cheeseburgers loaded with chili, or you can order a double chili cheese dog. Oh, are they good? Mike's Drive-Up even has homemade milkshakes and malts. And of course, don't forget about Mike's world-famous garlic fries. So drive up to Mike's Tuesday through Saturday to take out lunch or dinner or even a snack, and you'll understand how Mike's Drive-Up advertises by word of mouth.
Reporter Dan Squire presents this week's segment of Our Community.
Time now for Our Community News. In this month's edition of Our Community News, we have turned the focus to health care. It's a front burner issue for residents on the North Coast, due in most part to the rural nature of our communities. Rural towns and cities carry burdens unique to the area, including a lack of qualified medical personnel. Only 10% of doctors practicing take that practice to rural America. An odd statistic because more than a quarter of the country's population still lives in rural communities. Rural residents are more than twice as likely as those in urban centers to die from unintentional injuries, including traffic deaths, workplace injuries, and recreational accidents. Rural residents also tend to be poorer, and a greater percentage of rural Americans live at or near the poverty line, making the cost of health care another burden on residents' budgets. Add to the fact that first responders in rural America, fire departments and ambulance services specifically, are overwhelmingly staffed by volunteers, and you see a dip in the quality of care given at the moment of emergency. Those are just some of the hurdles that rural Americans face with obtaining quality, affordable health care. And that's Our Community News.
Thank you, Dan. With the KIN Essence of the News, I'm Anthony Mantova.